World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, the last I checked, I'm still married. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why my sweet little wife has to put up with me. Been a lot going on here this week, especially because tomorrow morning, which is tomorrow Friday? I think tomorrow's Friday. I lose track of time. Tomorrow morning at 5:27 a.m. I don't know where you guys are. That's pretty early. I get on a plane to fly to Texas for an event down there, the Stay Awake America Tour. 5:27 a.m. means I got to leave here about 4, I think. Trying to figure out how to pull all this stuff off. JR is going to sit in for me tomorrow. I hate to give up my seat, but I don't know what it's going to be like. So anyway, I speak tomorrow morning at the Stay Awake America Tour. I'm supposed to tip it off at I was going to put the schedule up there. I think, but all said and done, I think maybe 10 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock, whatever. But I fly out at 5:27. Tell me how this works. And then a direct flight into Dallas-Fort Worth at 7:14. So I arrive in Dallas at 7:14. Chad was going to pick me up there. I'm still going to talk to you about that, Chad. I'm going to rent a car, drive an hour, and I hope to be there in time to do the opening prayer. And then I'm one of the first guy speaking right out of the chute. Spencer, can you pull up the Stay Awake America Tour? I didn't send it to you. You may have to just type it in there. I was doing some work this morning trying to get it up there and going. So that's where I'm going to be. And believe it or not, flying home Saturday night. I'll be home Saturday night about, late. So we've been scrambling because I got to get my newsletter out. My newsletter goes out the first of the month. Staples was slow getting that thing out. All that stuff. It's crazy. So Stay Awake America Tour. I'm going to be there. Grandview, Texas, October 3 and 4. Chad's going to come and pick me up and be nice to me and whatever. So I won't be here Friday morning. JR is going to sit in for me. He's got some good stuff to talk to us all about. So just let you know what's going on here. And if it wasn't for my wife who's stuffing envelopes right now for our monthly newsletter, which is how we keep Coach Dave Live going, it's 2 days late getting in the mail. I like to have people to have it the first of the month. We're not there because I'm telling you, post office, I'm sorry, Staples, they told me, said, we don't have any help. We don't have any help. I got it to them on Wednesday, and it's, what is today? Doesn't matter. Yeah, I got it to them on Tuesday night. That's what it was, Tuesday evening. And just last night at 7 o'clock, they got it done. So I don't know why I'm telling you that. I'm just telling you. Mel wants to say something. Go ahead, Mel.
While we're doing announcements, Rochelle and I are having our online Bible study this evening at 7 o'clock Eastern. So I don't know if you want to pull that up, Spencer, but it's at the LibertyActionNetwork.com. Go to the events tab, and it's the Ecclesia Bible Study number 3. And we are working on the letters to the seven churches and the book of Revelation. So we'd love for you to join us, and all opinions are welcome. And we're excited to get started and rolling on this again. Thank you.
Wait a minute, Mel. Before we go any further, do you have a seminary degree? Where did you go to seminary, Mel? What business do you have teaching others about the Bible? Have you been trained, Mel, in seminary?
I read the Bible and I can think. So I think
So some guy doesn't stand up in front of you and tell you what the Bible says. You guys get together and talk about it. And the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. Is that what you do, Mel?
That's exactly what we do.
Wow. Maybe if we did that, we'd get rid of some of those 42,000 different denominations, right? Who don't like each other and fight with each other and be able to move the ball forward. I got some good stuff for them. Stay right there with me. Jeff Klein wants to say something. Go ahead, Jeff.
Maybe Mel got that from the book of Isaiah.
We're getting a lot of the Book of Isaiah. It's out there. I'll tell you that.
I've been talking to Pastor Bill the last couple of days. He's going to get with you. October 12th is the Honor Charlie, Glorify Christ rally on the square at the courthouse in Coshocton. That's October 12th, 2 to 6 on a Sunday afternoon. I'm not doing it on Friday night or Saturday morning. People got to work. After they get out of the church, come right to the public square for 4 hours. So you're going to have speakers, pastors that have a spine, no fluffy pastors. So he said he's going to get a hold of you if you want a speaking spot.
Yeah.
Going to have some singers. To do singers.
What date's that, Jeff?
October 12th, 2
to
6.
I got one, by the way, Norm, if you're listening out there, I got one. They're organizing one in London, Ohio. One of my former football players is putting it together, and believe it or not, they invited me to come.
Yep. He said you're going to have different singers. You're going to do the old hymns, and they're just speaker after speaker. And then he's also, as we lead people to the Lord, he wants a baptismal setup. So he's all approved to go there, and then we'll do it in Mount Vernon Public Square, same thing, on the 26th of October, 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. So we're going to get flyers sent up, and I'll send them now.
Let's get it done. I want to move on. Let's get it. Let's go. I'm not cutting you off. I'm cutting you off. It's six minutes after already. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Hey, look, JR, I don't know if you're out there listening. Excuse me. God, still got that cough. Why don't we sue? Hey, JR, let's sue somebody that they won't give you Natural Family Month. Who can we sue? That's the only way that you win in America. Lawsuits. So you have a city that will do queer month, but they won't do your month. Folks, there's got to be some discrimination in there somewhere, doesn't there? Isn't everything done through the courts? JR, let's talk about that. Let's bring some lawsuits. Coach, let's demand our place. Let's don't go in and beg. And please, could we have our day, please? Please, could you fly a flag for us, please? No. Those days are over, baby. Those days are over. That's the way I see it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to show you this. Say what you want. No, we're not chasing conspiracy theories here. How about this one? Pull up number 4. And I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to throw it up there for you. Number 4, as we kick it off here this morning, Tyler Robinson is confirmed to be a CIA, Advanced Program for College Students. Boom! Confirmed CIA. Youth training program. You can't make it. Okay, cool. All right, let's go here. Get that off there. I'm not in conspiracy. By the way, I quit following who killed Charlie, and it's all just a mess. It's lies, deceptions, and fear. It's like John F. Kennedy. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know what's... I'm going to tell you this right now. They know exactly what happened, and they're not telling us. Even the good guy FBI now. Aren't they supposed to be good guys now? Cash Patel's top of it. Aren't they supposed to be good guys? And they're still telling us a lie? Not telling us the truth? I don't get buried in that. Okay, look, I'm going to show you this. This really, I'm not making this up. This moved me to tears this morning. Pull up Alan Jackson. I don't know if you guys know Alan Jackson. Not the singer Alan Jackson. We all know him. Pastor Alan Jackson. Lord, folks, we need to pray for awakening among in our pulpits. Brave, courageous men. We need courageous men so badly. We need courageous men. So I just saw this morning. Pastor Alan Jackson. Go ahead and play this. Spence is trying to get the sound working there. Hang on a minute. Bear with us here. What's that? Here we go. Whoops, still can't hear.
Your life would look very different right now if it wasn't for Charlie Kirk. It's very, 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 very likely that without Charlie Kirk, Kamala Harris would be president of the United States right now. And your life as a Christian would look very, 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 very different. if you don't want to be coerced into performing abortions, if you don't want to be coerced into selling the abortion pill, if you don't want to be coerced into taking the jab, if you don't want your kids being mandated with pornographic sexuality education in the public schools, if you don't want your kid who's struggling with gender theory to be able to be kidnapped and taken across state lines to be trans without your consent, your life might look a lot different right now in September of 2025 if it hadn't been for Charlie Kirk, who Trump probably owes the election to. I don't think any of us will have any idea how different our life might be right now if it hadn't been for the life of Charlie Kirk. Because that's how culture wars go. It's the people taking their arrows up at the front who are easy to judge and criticize and pick apart, but whose actions have a direct impact on the trickle-down effect of ideas and policies in the land of the free and the home of the brave that you'll never know how it would have been different if it hadn't been for them. That's always the nature of the fighters up front. They never get the thank you. They never get the gratitude from the common man. But the layperson's life is always better and always different, immeasurably, because of the 1 or 2% who are taking all the arrows and holding back the tide of darkness. This is a spiritual battle. Charlie understood that. It always has been. And that darkness seeks to devour, demolish, dismember, and destroy. Even if you're a moderate liberal Democrat, you owe certain liberties and aspects of your life that you've taken for granted to the fight and the work of Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. C.S. Lewis said, he said, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. In other words, none of the other virtues matter if you're not a courageous man. I know many courageous men, but Charlie Kirk is by far the most courageous man I've ever known. Your life would look.
Hey, I know many courageous men too. I know many of them. And Charlie Kirk is one of them. He's not the bravest guy I've ever known. He's not. I've seen a lot of brave men go into the gates of hell and rescue unborn children. Go to jail for it. John Brockhoff's one of the bravest men I know. Are you out there today, John? Sometimes John usually catches our show. I think he just listens to it. I think it's 2,744 days John Brockhoff spent in federal lockup for burning down an abortion clinic. He made sure nobody was in it. He made sure it was empty. And he burned it to the ground. And I'll never forget what he told me. That no more babies died there. No more babies died there. Courageous. Greater love is... Look, I'm not calling for violence. However, there are some things we ought to be violent about. The Bible says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Look that up, Spencer, so they think they know I'm not lying. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. We're seeing it right now. Kingdom. See, we don't even understand what the kingdom of God is. We don't. I could go back there. But from the days of John the Baptist till now. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven, ooh, I could preach right there, has suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. See, Spencer, go to Mr. Webster and look up violate. Because violence is a word, root word of violence. Violate. In the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been violated, and those who've been violated take it by force. Go to Webster's, if you can. Okay, Spencer's having a slow time. Don't blame Spencer. Technology is what it is. He's looking for a king from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And Mr. Webster, who we're trying to wake him today, he's really old, Mr. Webster is. And he's going to tell us what it means to violate. Won't come up. Okay, don't worry about it. We can move on. Move on. JR, it's time to sue for discrimination. Let's get us an attorney and let's sue whatever city it is for discrimination of not giving you the right to honor what you want to do. It's clear discrimination. The only thing they understand are courts. It's the only thing they understand. Okay, hang on. Hang on. I got to show this. Just kind of brag a little bit. I go to number three. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Don't worry about Spencer. Quit worrying about it. They'll look it up. To violate. Violence is violate. Violence is to violate. I'm Amy at the Stay Awake America tour, which is coming up this weekend. Ask me to make a real quick video. And look, I'm not bragging. The Lord's given me the gift of gab, hasn't he? So here, this is a real click. By the way, I don't know this to be true. Elon Musk liked the video. So see, we made this just to promote what's going on down in Texas, right? Play this a little bit. Hey, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer here. You know, I grew up in the heartland of just outside Columbus, Ohio, and we had a guy on the radio who would give a real rant about what was going on, and he would always end it by saying, ain't it about time somebody done something? Well, I'm coming to Grandview, Texas, not to get around and talk about how bad it is, but to throw out on the table a plan. Hey, folks, ain't it about time somebody done something? Stay Awake America tour. We'll see you there. Yeah, I don't want to go to Texas and talk again about how bad it is. I already know that. Hey, Jack, ain't about time somebody done something? Ain't about time somebody done something? Well, hang on, Jack, before you come in. How about this one? How about this? Pull up number 10 real quick. I'm going to shut up a minute. I'm going to let you all come in because you won't get to hear me tomorrow. So let me give you a fill of me today. Number 10, can you believe this? Government education. Top U.S. law professor says government education is unconstitutional. Why is government education unconstitutional? I want to see how good a class you are out there. Why is government education unconstitutional? Somebody help me. Come on. Somebody be real smart and help me. Just yell it out. I'm going to wait 5 more seconds and I'm going to tell you.
Well, I say because it's based on humanism.
Humanism is a religion. Humanism is a religion. Violate. Spencer found it. Except Mr. Spencer. But we're everywhere, right? To injure, to hurt, to interrupt, or to disturb. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been injured, hurt, interrupted, and disturbed. And in order to take it back, we have to injure, hurt, interrupt, and disturb to take it back. In the days of John the Baptist till now, the King of God suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. See, folks, they violated the mind of your children. That's when I go to Thomas Worthington High School and talk to those students. They're dumbfounded because their minds have been violated. They've been taught something that is not true. They've been taught another religion. Humanism. Hey, Spencer, let's see how fast you are, because all the naysayers are out there. Spencer, just Google in, is humanism a religion? Is humanism? Wait a minute. Secular humanism is a life stance that focuses on human potential and reason as basis for ethics. Folks, did you know this? Religious humanism? Did you know that the Supreme Court ruled in I'll find it for you, that secular humanism is a religion. It is a religion. It's the religion of your public schools. And so for us to say, well, we can't teach religion in school, what are you talking about? Teaching religion in schools. So finally, for the first time, a judge somewhere woke up and said, oh, wait a minute here. They're teaching religion. Why? Because public schools are violating the separation between the church and state. There it is. Humanism is a progressive philosophy of life that, without theism or other supernatural beliefs, affirms our ability and responsibilities to lead ethical lives of personal fulfillment, aspire to greater God. Keep on going. Humanism is a rational philosophy formed by science, inspired by art, blah, 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 blah. Humanism is a democratic shape, blah, blah. Humanism is to life based on reason, common humanity. Folks, secular humanism is a religion. It's a joyous alternative to religions that has believed in a supernatural God and life thereafter. Humanists believe that this is the only life. We have certain knowledge and that we owe it to ourselves and others to make the best life possible for ourselves, all who share this fragile planet, and the belief that when people are free to think for themselves using reason, knowledge, and their tools, they're best able to solve the world's problems. Hey, friends, why is murder murder? Why is murder murder? Why is it wrong? Humanism make it wrong? Humanism believes murder is wrong unless it's a baby. An unborn baby, then they don't believe it's wrong, right? So their religion is based on what's best for them. I'm okay, you're okay. Who are you to judge? Humanism has crept into Christianity. But the Supreme Court has already ruled in, oh my goodness, Abington versus Shem. Oh, no. Doesn't matter. They've already ruled. Supreme Court's already ruled that humanism is a religion. I'll get off of it. Okay, cool. Poem number five, and then I'm going to shut up for a minute and try to let you all come in. Can I tell you something else I'm thinking about doing? Y'all listening to me out there? I'm giving serious consideration to shutting down the chat for the first part of the show. Can I tell you why? I look at the chat. Some of you are talking about what we're talking about. Some of you are talking about other stuff. And if I was in a classroom teaching, and some of the students were in the back talking to each other while I was teaching, I put one of them out in the hall. So I'm giving serious consideration. Not that I don't care about your opinion, but it's distracting. It's distracting. I'm looking at it right now. It's distracting. All right, cool. That's what I'm thinking about doing. What did I say? Pull up. Oh, okay, are you ready for this one? This will make a lot of you nervous. Faith in the current administration. This is the most openly Christian administration in 200 years. Right now in front of us. Hang on! I'm not saying Trump's Christian. But for a guy that's not Christian, he sure is pushing. Woo! Now, I got to say this just so I feel better, Dale. Dale, Socia, I'd feel a lot better if you were there laying hands on Donald Trump rather than some of those women around him. Robert Jeffress and some of those other, you know, some of those other guys. Gary Bauer. Family, you know, those guys who want to fight with pillows, those guys I'm talking about. Scroll down real quickly. Just let's scroll through this. Why is it the most? Why? Keep on going. His administration, here are many steps taken by the administration, okay? Not Donald Trump. Hey, thank God Kamala ain't in there. He has taken steps taken to protect Christians, especially Catholics. His administration launched a task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. The Department of Justice defended free speech in houses of worship and backed religious schools. President Biden celebrated Transgender Awareness Day at the White House on Easter Sunday. Beyond protecting Christians, Trump has advanced policies that reinforce Christian values. His administration reaffirmed biological truth by affirming only two sexes. Trump administration stands out for the number of openly Christian leaders at the highest levels of government, a feature unmatched in recent history. And at the top is the President Trump himself, who identifies as a non-denominational Christian and often frames his leadership in terms of faith, even though he may not be a good enough Christian for some of it. Vice President J.D. Vance, a Catholic convert, often cites St. Augustine. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is an outspoken Southern Baptist. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also speaks openly about his faith, a baptized Catholic. Scrolling down at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth hosts monthly prayer services. Other senior leaders have shared equally deep commitments. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert Kennedy, a devout Catholic. Charlie Kirk assassination was a sad and heinous event. However, the positive outcome is that more and more people, celebrities, social media influence, and everyday citizens are becoming more vocal about the Christian faith. Something going on. Oh, did you hear this? Did I talk yesterday, Spencer, about Super Bowl? What's that guy's name? Bad Bunny. You know they're trying to poison us, right? You know they're trying to poison us. Did you guys know this? Did you know that several NFL owners have contacted the NFL and said, if Bad Bunny's at halftime and we get in, we ain't coming. Did you guys know that? Why? Come on now. Come on now. Is it just by accident? Yes, by just by happenstance that with millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people watching, they're going to give us Bad Bunny rather than Easter Bunny. Bad Bunny rather than Charlie Daniels. Bad Bunny rather than what? Is that by accident, you think, folks? Huh? That, by the way, did you know this? If I understand it right, Bad Bunny. Can you pull him up, Spencer? I don't know. Do you ever have a picture of him? Folks, do you know he, I hate to tell you this, he sings in Spanish. Did you hear what I just told you? He sings in Spanish. Look at the dresses of the woman, Harper's Bazaar, farthest one, second row to the left. Down, over, next one, over, over, not up, over, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, in a dress. He's in a dress at the left, yes. There he is in a dress. What's going on, friends? What's going on? We gotta make noise, don't we? We gotta do what Gideon did. We gotta shine light. We gotta make noise. The church has got to come out of hiding. The church has got to come out of hiding and demand this. Do you not understand that the halftime show is a demonic evangelical outreach? Do you understand that? Do you understand that the demonic left is trying to evangelize your children? You understand that or not? Do you not make those connections? The most widely watched event, except for Charlie Kirk's death, in America, the Super Bowl. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. I'm sorry, it seems like I'm all over the place. Ray did something. Okay, wait. I'm looking at my list over there. I hate to show you that. Somebody out there say, Coach, just show us the truth. We don't care who it affects. Somebody just give me permission to show you the truth. Anybody out there?
No, don't, Coach.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to show you the truth here. Pick up your toes. Pull up number six. And then I'm going to open it up, and you guys can have the rest of the time. I got more stuff. Are you ready for this? Did you guys know this? Sit down. Hey, sit down. Relax. Maga, did you guys know this? Uh-huh. Are you ready? Go ahead.
Did you guys know that we give Israel $4 billion a year in taxpayer funds, no strings attached? Did you know that Israel has free college? Did you know that Israel has free socialized medicine? And as part of that free socialized medicine, did you know that Israel provides its citizens with free on-demand abortions? So, did you know that your tax dollars pay for free on-demand abortions in Israel? I just wanted to know if you guys knew all that stuff.
Wow. Uh-oh, Coach, don't go meddling. Come on in, Jack.
Just keep going, Coach. Did you know secular humanism killed Grace Shearer?
Think about that. Grace Shearer, you guys remember her? The little mentally retarded daughter, Scott Shearer. They killed her in the hospital. What killed her again, Jack? Say that again, Jack. What killed her?
Secular humanism.
Mm-hmm. Which teaches what?
Worthless eater. Just eliminate the worthless eater.
Yep. Get rid of her.
She wasn't mentally retarded. She was a Down syndrome girl.
I grew up, they were the same. Yeah, Down syndrome.
Also, we already have a great precedent for lawsuits. JR has a beautiful flag for natural family. and right. and Hal Shirtliff versus City of Boston set the precedent. You can That's use right. that flag to strangle them with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Jack. I'm with you, folks. I'm with you. It's what we got to do, man. It's what we got to do. JR says, well, I don't have the money to do that. It's always about money. I'm not blaming JR. It's always about money. It's always about money. It's always about money. Money makes the world go round. George Soros is buying America. No, he's not. He doesn't own America. He owns the American culture. He owns the American society. I'll say it. The Jewish lobby owns America. You're not allowed to speak against that. And I'm going to tell you this again.
They own the Bar Association, Coach.
I'm not going to say it again. Going to make all of you mad. An unsaved Jewish man and an unsaved Muslim and an unsaved Melungeon like me and an unsaved black man and an unsaved white man and an unsaved Chinese and an unsaved Middle Eastern ain't going to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Bibi Netanyahu is on his way to hell. Unless he receives Christ as his Savior. Why is that so hard for us to understand? Why is that? To think that somehow God's chosen people who don't even believe in him and are flooding. Oh, well, I don't care. I don't care. Come on, Randy.
Coach, what was your response at the high school the other day to the tranny boy? When he asked you, am I going to go to hell if I'm a tranny?
Yeah.
Coach, that response is the very same response you're giving the Jews right now.
That's exactly
anyone
right.
else. You're not giving them anything any different. We're not racist. We're not anti-Semitic. No. We're nothing. We are full of love and truth more than anything else. And your response was, you're going to go to hell if you reject Jesus Christ.
That's
now, Coach.
Right.
What's wrong with saying that? But let me tell you what's coming. The anti-Semitism laws are going to—they are going to come against people and criminalize you for saying that.
Not the anti-Christian laws, though. Randy. There aren't any anti-Christian laws, are there?
No.
You know of any?
No. So can we see who the real cancel culture is? Can we see who is behind the scenes doing all this? When you say AIPAC owns the, it does, Coach. It's true. That's not a false statement. That's not anti-Semitic. That's true. They own our government. They own our government.
Hmm. Randy, would it be, folks, come on now. Would it be racist for me to say, boy, blacks seem to be better athletes? Would that be racist? Would that be racist for me to point out the obvious, that blacks seem to be better? Hey, Spencer, real quickly, what percentage of the NBA is black? Can you Google that real quickly? Show you what a racist I am. What percentage of the NBA is black? 78.3%. We'll say that again. 78.3% of the NBA is black. I don't know about you. I root for black guys in the NBA. I do. Now, why is 78.3% of the NBA black? Could it be because they were, well, there's a couple of reasons it could be. One, they're more gifted athletically, or they see it as a vehicle to get out of poverty and all that. They'd be good at sports, so they work in sports. 78% of them? 70.4 players, while white players account for 17%. Shouldn't we demand white players, just if we're going to do, what is it, inclusion and diversity, shouldn't 70% of it, the NBA be white? Hey, Spencer, real quickly, what percentage of America is white? If we're going to play this game, 59% of black. Okay, so then at least 59% of the NBA players ought to be white. But they're not. They're not. Wow, really? So in other words, the NBA, if we're going to go by their standards, only 12% of the NBA should be black. If we're doing diversity and equity and inclusion, that would be right. Hey, Spencer, here's a better one. This is where I'm really discriminated against. What percentage of the NBA is under 6 foot? See if you can find that. What percentage of the NBA under 6 feet? 1%. I'm discriminated against. Only 1%? You mean you have to be tall and black to be in the NBA? Well, that's what the statistics say. How come we never hear that? Why don't we ever hear that? Is this that NBA? They are discriminating. They're racist. They like tall black guys. Would I be? If I say that, they call me racist. When in fact, it is factual. One more, Spencer. What percentage of America is Christian? Sixty-two percent. Hey, they won't fly JR's flag. They won't fly Ray's flag, even though 62% of Americans are that. Do this one real quick. What percentage of Americans are gay? Two percent. And they get to fly a flag and have a whole month. Something sickly wrong here, folks. Straight heterosexuals are 85% of the people. Bisexual, I don't even know what the hell that means. Huh? Look, they call gay and lesbian. They don't call those the same thing, isn't it? Huh? Is it different? Wait a minute. Isn't a lesbian gay? Other LGBTQ identities are under 1%, and they're running the show. They get to fly a flag and have a month. And we can't get natural family month? We're sick. Oh, boy, I'm sounding like a bigot this morning, aren't I? Am I sounding like a bigot or not? Sorry, just telling you the truth. Just telling you the truth. All right, come on in, somebody. Joe Allen, come on in. Look, we got 23 minutes left. It'll be my last show for the week. Let's finish strong. Go, Joe.
So is 50.2 in the United States is white. I wonder how that has diminished over the years.
Hey, real quick, what percentage of America is white? Did we have that up before? By the way, is this racist to talk about this? I think it just told 56% or something like that, wasn't it? 59%. Most discriminated group in America is the white guy.
Yeah, how much has that diminished over the years of whites?
Wow. You know what? I was never racist. You know what made me racist, if I was at all? Ignorance. I grew up, I don't know about you guys, when I grew up, and I graduated from Lakeland High School in 1971. I was in the middle of Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy being shot and all that kind of stuff. Can I tell you something? In my school, there was zero zilch blacks. And so my opinion of blacks is what I saw on TV. The image they showed me on TV, because I didn't know any. I didn't hate them. I didn't know. Then they did the rap culture and all that kind of stuff. And then they began to Spencer, this is the way my mind works. One more, Spencer. You ready? Hey, Spencer, come on. How many black churches? What percentage of American Christians are black?72%. Racist? Hey, 72% of black Americans identify as Christian. That's what it says, isn't it? About 72% of blacks identify as Christian, making them the most religious group. Oh, my goodness. The specific percentage fluctuates slightly between studies and years. Or other data says 79% of. Hang on, you looking at me? I thought they were gangbangers. I thought all blacks were gangbangers. I guess not. Evidently, they're church-going, God-fearing people. Is that what the media shows? Is that the picture the media shows you? No. They want to give you what's that guy's name? Puff Daddy. They want to feature Puff Daddy as the black man, and he's not the black man at all. And unfortunately, Puff Daddy has captured their children. Just like I'm all over the place, aren't I? We are so programmed, and I got to tell you this: we're afraid to say the truth. Pull up. I gave you a clip. Ray made another great clip. Go ahead and pull that one up there. Ray called it a tribute to Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Look, I don't care about that. I'm doing my job. I take great pride in what Randy's doing, what Dave Allison is doing, what Jeff Klein's doing. I take great pride in what Craig's doing. I take great pride in what Ray's doing. I could go down. I take great pride in it. I do. I'm not in the wrong way. I'm glad that somehow, somewhere along the way, the Lord has used me to awaken. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of it. And we know this, don't we? Excuse me. That for the most part, they think Ray LeBlanc's crazy. Christians do, right? Christians think Randy's crazy because he's not towing the Christian line that they told us we're supposed to tow. You're supposed to like this and hate this. You're supposed to do this and not do that. And they told us the rules and the regulations. And if you're not doing these, then you're not really a Christian. Not really a Christian. And I remember, I won't say his name, but when I got sued by the ACLU in London, the one of the guys leading the pack, I was one-on-one with him. And, it wasn't one-on-one. He's across the table from me in the meeting. And I said to him, are you a Christian? I looked across the table at him. He threw his shoulders back. He says, I was born Methodist. I said, oh, yeah, dude, you need to get born again. I know what your problem is. I'm all over the place here. I'm all over the place. Play Ray here. 3 minutes and 28 seconds. Ray put this together with his Lay's potato chips there. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead. Hey. Hey, freeze it. God bless Ray LeBlanc. Ray, they probably think you're crazy up there in Marshfield. Praise God. And you tell them this, you are a nut, but you're screwed onto the right bolt. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like, no cares in the world today, man. Just laying back. Oh, dude. Wow. What's going on? This thing's getting pretty weird around here. Where'd that come from? I don't know what's going on, people. Huh. It's about the babies. Something's going on with our children. They sound like they're hurting. They're in desperation. Why is the baby crying for? Oh, I don't know, but I have a friend that knows all about this thing, Dave Dobenmeyer. I'm going to ask him right now if he can help me figure this all out. Dave, can you help us here? I see you're talking about it on this clip.
Coach Dave here on Thursday morning.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you can help me out. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for someone else.
Right.
Any of you know where I might be able to find him? You know, I called one of my pastor friends yesterday and asked him if he would be willing to come with me today at the clinic. It's just me and my wife here. And he said, Coach, I'd sure like to be able to come, but be honest with you, I'm really, really busy and maybe you can find somebody else.
I'll go, Coach.
Then I have a Target protest that's coming up this weekend. You know what Target's been doing with restrooms and all that kind of stuff. And I reached out to several of my friends and said, hey, how about coming with us Saturday morning to stand up against Target? They said, oh, Coach, I'd like to, but I got a lot of stuff planned on Saturday. Maybe you can find someone else.
Yeah, I'll go.
I'm looking for him. If anybody knows where I can find someone else, let me know.
I know.
Oh, we need him so badly.
Yeah.
Help me find someone else. God bless you.
Well, Coach, you drove that message home very well, and this little video clip was just about you and giving you thanks for getting me in the game, getting me out of becoming a couch potato and putting me into the game of life, the game that's important, being in God's kingdom and watching out for those little precious children as we go to these abortion clinics and try to do what we can. And thank you for your encouragement, Lord. I wouldn't be where I am right now without Coach Dave Dobmeier. And I appreciate that man more than you ever know. Love you, Coach.
Boom.
God bless you all. Thank you for helping me, getting me where I am.
Amen, Ray.
Amen. Folks, my wife said don't show that. It shows like you're bragging. I'm not bragging anymore than when I was coaching and I threw the ball to the wide receiver. He scored a touchdown. And I was proud of that young man for catching that ball. I'm not sitting there bragging on me. I'm just telling you, folks, the Lord has something for you to do. He's got something for you to do. We're always looking for somebody else to do it. Ray, I'm honored you would do that. But can I tell you something? I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job.
Pretty good job, too.
Well, thanks, buddy. Not everybody appreciates it, Ray. A lot of them hate it, man. Huh? They hate it. Why? Because broad is the way. And narrow is the gate. Many come. But only few got enough cojones to enter into it. And I'm here today, as always, to encourage you. When you stand before the Lord, and he says, what'd you do down when you're down there? Oh, you got saved? Oh, good. Okay, so you can come in, but just tell me something. Do you want to stay in a one-bedroom apartment here in heaven? Or would you like a big mansion? Because the Bible says, despite what the church has told you, you're going to be rewarded according to your works. Huh? It's Revelation 21, isn't it? Find it for me real quickly. The exact opposite message. That, look, I don't do it to get brownie points with the Lord. I do it because he deserves me to do it. He saved me. He saved me. It's the least I can do. And we throw crowns at his feet. Who told you that there's nothing about the gospel that involves works? You're saved by grace through faith. I'm saved. Put me in, coach. I want to play now. I'm on the team. Put me in. We're going to stand before the Lord, and that sea will give up its dead, will turn it. Death and hell deliver up the dead, will turn them. And they were judged, every man, according to his works. Yes or no? Yes or no? Oh, you're saved. You're going to slide into second base by the skin of your teeth. You're going to make it into heaven. And then you're going to drive by Charlie Kirk's mansion. That wouldn't be fair, would it? Charlie got a nicer house in heaven than you? Well, that was the Lord's idea. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. But some of you just sleeping on the couch. Come on, Jack. Oh, I don't care what makes you mad. I don't care. Whoever told you, go to church and sit on your butt in church, and that's all it takes to be a Christian. Thank you. And if you're pastoring a church, and all they're doing is sitting on their butt, you can be held accountable for it. Go ahead, Jack. Yeah, Stephanie. I'm going to tell that story, Stephanie, here in a second. Jack, do you want to say something? Your hands up.
Okay. Hey, who told you that blacks spoke like this? Who told you that they did this? Who told you? Go back. Some of us are old enough. Go back,
Jack. You're breaking up, Jack. Really, really badly. breaking up real.
Yeah, go back and listen to the Platters, the Five Satins, Dionne Warwick. You could understand every word they said. They were dressed beautifully. They performed beautifully. They were upstanding citizens. What do we have now? We have the Martin Luther King, Al Sharpton.
Jack's breaking up. Jack's point is they programmed us. And why have they programmed us? Because there is a devil. He's the divider. I want to tell you a story because Stephanie just sent it to me. There's this old guy worked down on that. I don't know if he's an old guy, but it gives a good illustration. And he worked as a lineman for the local telephone company. Rodney, that's you, Rodney. And every day when he come into work, he would just quietly go about doing his job of putting poles in the ground and stringing the telephone wires. And he did it for 50 years, and nobody really knew anything about him much, but then they really know much. It just he was always saying, digging holes, planting poles, stringing the wire, boys. We're just digging the holes and planting poles and stringing the wire. He'd come in the morning. He'd say to his fellow workers, "Hey, fellas, ready to dig some holes and plant some poles and string some wire?" And they'd all laugh and high-five him. He'd leave at the end of the day and go home to work. He said, "Hey, boys, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll dig some holes and plant some poles and go string some wire." 50 years. And one day, near his retirement, some young guy who kind of was on the work crew, they were having lunch, sitting around eating this bologna sandwich. And the young guy said, "Pardon me, Tony, but digging holes, planting poles, stringing wire. Why are you always saying that?" And old Tony took a bite of his sandwich, looked at the young boy and said, "It's back in the 1970s. Says, I don't know if you know this or not, but you follow the Cincinnati Reds?" He said to Tony. Tony said, "Yeah, I'm a big Johnny Bench fan, Pete Rowley. I love the Cincinnati Reds." Tony keeps on biting on his sandwich. He says, "You know, they built themselves a brand new stadium down there in Cincinnati, Riverfront Stadium." He says, yeah, I know. Opening night's coming up next week. Yeah. And Tony said, "Here's what I understand that you don't understand. That for 50 years, I've been out here every day digging holes, planting poles, and stringing wire. And on Friday night, the Cincinnati Reds are going to host the Los Angeles Dodgers in the first ever game at Riverfront Stadium. And they're going to go in that stadium, the lights are going to go on, and the scoreboard's going to come up, and they're going to be playing images on the scoreboard, and people are going to be selling hot dogs and hamburgers and Cokes and peanuts, and everybody's going to be in there enjoying this historic night of this Riverfront Stadium opening up." And he said, "I'm not going to go to the game. I want you to know something. I'm going to be sitting home watching it on TV and watching all the fanfare and all the people being honored down there and the owner and all that kind of stuff." He said, "It'll be a glorious night. But," he said, "I want you to know this. I'm going to be sitting in my living room. I'm going to be drinking a Coke and eating a bag of potato chips. Because I know this. The only reason they can hit that light switch and turn on those lights in that stadium is because for 50 years, I was stringing wire, digging holes, planting poles, stringing the wire. And I'm going to sit in my living room and watch people celebrate something they didn't even know I did. That's the gospel, isn't it? Are you digging holes, planting poles, stringing the wire in your life? Everywhere you go, are you leaving a lamppost? Are you stringing the wire? Are you making a connection? You know, they can laugh at JR, Natural Family Foundation. You know what's going to happen? There's going to be a Natural Family Month. And JR dug a lot of holes and posted a lot of poles, and he strung a lot of wire. And whether we believe it or not, American education is going to return Christian dollars to Christian parents. And why is it going to happen? Because there have been a lot of people, Linda Harvey, out there on the front line, digging holes, planting poles, and stringing the wire, pushing back against the forces of darkness. And when Linda Harvey, I don't know why I use her name, Mark Harrington, rescuing those babies, I'm going to tell you something. You don't think Jesus is going to notice it? You don't think he's going to give Mark Harrington a big old hug?
Boom.
Are you kidding me? It's by grace alone, through faith alone, that you're judged according to your works. Let me say it again. You can't work your way into heaven. But once you're on the team, you're expected to block and tackle. Come on in, Dale.
Well, I was trying to Google search it to get the word for it. But, you know, there was something that about 110 of the past assault people did when we came to Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
in support of Tony Perkins, not Tony Perkins, but Pastor Tony Spell, when he was being locked up 30 something times that year, Coach, for not wearing or not shutting down his church. Right. The next time that there is a lockdown, and you know that'll come. In the state of Louisiana, we have now a constitutional amendment that passed that protects the church and the houses and places of worship, including home churches, building churches, protected by the highest order of law. In other words, they'll never be able to force to shut down a church. And pastors will have their services, and they don't even realize what the cost of that blanket of protection was, Coach.
Somebody dug a hole and planted a pole, didn't they, Dale?
Coach, we planted a pole and did not move.
Amen. Amen. This light's about to come on. Light's about to come on. Greg, real quickly, finish it up here. You got a minute and a half. Talk about your initiative you got going on, man. Would you do that? I planned to get in there earlier, but the show got away from me. Are you there, Craig? No? Judah, come on back in here then. I've got a minute and a half. Come on.
Coach, I will punt and wait until after the show to have my topic.
All right. Dr. Paul, come in.
Amen, Judah.
Go ahead,
Paul. Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go down there to Texas, if you can reach out to Pete Chambers, I don't know if you've met him before.
No, I haven't.
Well, he's my roommate in medical school.
I'll try to.
Not my roommate, but he was my colleague and the only guy. Just mention about the mudding in the in his truck and the 45 caliber.
Okay.
And just tell him, if you could get his number, I'd love to talk to him. I haven't been able to reach out.
I'll do what I can.
I appreciate it.
You know what I do, folks? Bible says in Romans 5, thank God for all the problems and trials. Yeah, I thank God for those people who sued me in London, Ohio. They unleashed a, monster. Look at the fruit. All things work together for good. Doesn't say everything's good. Works together for good. Digging holes, planting poles, stringing the wire. See you tomorrow. No, I won't. See you on Monday. JR tomorrow.